It's Child Protection Week on OFM, the sound of your life. It's such an important topic that we are tackling today. Dr. Antoinette Passon is Senior Research Psychologist at the Youth Research Unit at UNISA. Dr. Antoinette, what are these sites and platforms and how can we make sure that our children don't use them?
Yolanda, our current research that we're conducting actually clearly shows it's mostly on social networking sites where children are most vulnerable to online sexual abuse. So I'm not only talking about WhatsApp, for example, but also Facebook, Instagram. There's a lot of different platforms. And all of these are clearly identified in our research as potential platforms where children can experience sexual abuse. So we really are trying to get the industry more involved to really help us to protect children from being exploited on these platforms. But very important, Yolanda, we need the support from our parents and caregivers. This is not something that we can do alone. It's not something that government or industry can do alone. And it's also not something that we can resolve by just using one protective measure. We need to work in collaboration. We need to also talk to our children as parents and caregivers. We need to install protective software on devices. We need to really also address these issues in our schools as well. So it's really a combination of efforts that will make a significant difference in South Africa.
So for parents listening now, who do they report this to in case of online sexual exploitation and abuse?
Thank you so much for that question, Yolanda, because this is very important and we do find that we still lack awareness and lack knowledge on how to actually approach this. And it's also traumatic for our parents. And most of us who are parents, we always think it will not happen to my child. This is happening far away, maybe overseas and not in South Africa, but that's not the truth. It's happening within our communities. It's happening within our households and we need to report this. So definitely we can report this to the South African Police Service. They have a dedicated unit working with online crimes as well as online sexual exploitation of children. So that is the first point of contact. We can also reach out to our child protection organizations. Most of the individuals involved at these organizations do have the necessary information to know how to approach the situation and where to report it. Very important, Yolanda, and I need to emphasize this, is to keep evidence. A lot of parents, when this happens to their children, they want to confiscate a device or they also want to delete images or messages. Please keep evidence. That is most important, especially if you want to report the case, they will ask you for evidence. And we do find that, unfortunately, sometimes parents don't have, they deleted the evidence from the devices. So definitely that's the most important. And I need to emphasize that we need to report online sexual exploitation. It's very important.
Dr. Antoinette Passon is Senior Research Psychologist at the Youth Research Unit at UNISA. Dr. Antoinette, thank you so much for your awareness, for your passion, but also for your compassion and for sharing that with us today.
It's my absolute pleasure. And if I can just end off, Yolanda, by saying this is a reality in South Africa and we really need the support of members in the community to increase awareness about this and to protect our children from being exploited and abused.